Kurt Franklin with Network Computing here, talking about a couple of new products that came across the desk in the last couple of days. The two products deal with two entirely separate issues, but each one's receiving its share of attention these days. The first we're going to talk about is the Tizor TZX-1000. This is a device, an appliance, that is involved with auditing, especially database auditing. The second is from Permio Technologies. It's called Base 5, and it is a remote user authentication, verification, and compliance product. To Tizor first, the Tizor TZX-1000 is designed to keep watch over what is happening with a database. Now, the idea here is that while your database logs can be wonderful things, you really need an entirely separate product to take care of making sure that your audit logs are up to date, especially as they deal with the regulatory issues brought out by Sarbanes-Oxley, GLB, HIPAA, and all the rest. This product says that it does a number of things. First, it sits on the network and filters all the traffic flowing through so that all its logging are the application and database transactions. It stores these in accord with policies that it sets up with an English-like language. I haven't had a chance to put my hands on it, so I'm not sure how English-like it is, but they say that this makes it easy to create policies specifically dealing with HIPAA, SB 1386, CISP, Sarbanes-Oxley, and internal custom auditing. And one of the nice things that they claim is that this does real-time analytics, watching what's going on with your database and your applications in real-time. You know, some of the analysts are saying that having gone through a period of time where we focused on authentication, that auditing is one of the next areas for some real attention. There are things that I'm seeing in terms of the users I'm talking with and the vendor activity that indicate that this could well be true, that we're just about to start seeing an awful lot of products dealing with auditing. And if so, then the Tizor is certainly well on the leading edge of that. The other product is on a different front, and it's one that concerns me since I end up being on the receiving end of a lot of remote access requirements, and that is remote user and remote access authentication. Now, Permio Technologies out of Austin, Texas, has built Base 5. It's a software appliance, which is at its basis an SSL VPN, does endpoint security. And one more interesting thing, because what they're getting into are the policy enforcement requirements. If, for example, your internal policy is that hosts connecting to the network must have a particular style of antivirus, for example, personal firewall, other products installed. Well, now, if you assume that everyone's going to be associating to your network from a corporate-supplied host, corporate-supplied laptop, for example, it's not a huge problem because you can always install some software, some agents that will make sure you're in good shape. If, on the other hand, you have people who are trying to connect to the network from supplier workstations, from customer workstations, from kiosks at internet cafes. It becomes a huge problem. And what Permeo has done is develop an agent that downloads to the host computer at the time of authentication, sits there, looks at it, and then comes back and tells your corporate network whether it's within the specifications required by the policy. Now, the Permeo folks say that this is an entirely non-resident application that sits there. It's in the order of 600 to 800K, and it works while you're on the system, goes away once the session is closed. That's all to the good. I did have a lot of questions about it, and I'll admit that I haven't had a chance to put my hands on it yet, so there are some things I don't know. One of my first questions was whether this kind of activity, they showed me a diagram of the software hooking itself into the operating system down between the OS session level and some of the presentation stuff, whether it would trip the alarms on antivirus software. They said that it doesn't, and that both encouraged and horrified me, because this does look like it's hooking in at a fairly basic level on the operating system, and if it's not triggering the AV or other security software, then that could indicate a real vulnerability out there. On the other hand, the fact that it doesn't means that you can go ahead, use it, and associate with your enterprise network, then get right back on with your business. All in all, this looks like an interesting way of going about doing things, and I think has a bunch of potential. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to try it, because I want to run this against a number of different AV products, see how they respond. You know, these two products, taken as a whole, address the two ends of our enterprise transactions. The access at the beginning of the transaction and the audit once the transaction's over. Security is increasingly an end-to-end, top-to-bottom process. And those who say that security and system administration, system architecture, are inseparable, well, they're sounding like they have a point. It'll be interesting to watch this as it develops, see how these products continue to flow. And I'm afraid on a cultural basis, the interesting thing is going to be to see who ends up controlling all of this. Do we keep the security folks in place, or does everything devolve back to the system administrator? A good question, but one for another podcast. This is Kurt Franklin for Network Computing.